Welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. We are excited to be back again sharing with you as we enter our second school year of recording. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy, and I'm here today with Mr. Paul Dixon, our Rhetoric School Literature and History teacher. Today, we're excited to share about a new opportunity that is open to our Rhetoric School students. It has been named Miranda Forma, which is Latin for to gaze at beautiful things. Let's find out more from Mr. Dixon. Hi, Paul. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. I think everyone will be very encouraged today to hear about what you've been working on. Will you tell us about what you're up to and what the vision is for the Miranda Forma program?
Absolutely, Candace. Thank you for having me on here. Mm-hmm. Edmund Burke said that society is a partnership between those who are living, those who are dead, and those who are to be born. And so to that end, Veritas would like to establish this new tradition. It's called Miranda Forma because we want our students to make a habit out of viewing beautiful things, out of witnessing those, in order to pass those on to future generations. Because the Asheville metro area, especially when combined with Greenville, Spartanburg, hosts innumerable fine arts events, really just of the highest quality throughout the calendar year. We really like for our students to experience these on a regular basis. A key principle of classical education is to intentionally set aside time to observe and contemplate beauty. And so we believe that classical educators and students alike have a moral obligation to witness these masterpieces of Western civilization so that they can be passed on to our posterity. And so our hope is that Miranda Forma will help cultivate that habit.
Absolutely. This is a fabulous idea. How often are you looking to offer this to our students, and how many are you looking to include per group?
So we're hoping it's going to be quarterly, okay. So once per quarter, and about 20 students per event. That would enable us to have a spot open for all of our Rhetoric School students, and so that's how we think that it would work the best.
So share a little bit about just what that evening looks like from start to end for these students.
Absolutely. So we want to have everybody meet at the school where we can load up on our school buses, and we'll head out to a restaurant. And this is because we believe that that fine art, fine music is best enjoyed with some fine food and fine conversation as well.
Sure.
And so we want our students to be able to have a meal together to discuss what it is that they're about to see or what it is that they have seen, depending depending on the schedule of the evening. But yes, we believe that the fine art should be paired with some good food, good conversation. So we'll have a meal, and then they'll head to the venue, whether that's a theater or the Civic Center has many, many great events that are going on. And then afterwards, they'll load back up on the buses, come back to Veritas, and head home, hopefully fulfilled and enriched with what it is that they've seen, what it is that they've experienced.
That's awesome. So how can parents, grandparents, and members of our community support this effort?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think chaperoning would be a great help. Certainly all of our teachers are pretty much on board with going themselves, but there's certainly room for more chaperones. Restaurant suggestions. If we have anyone in the community who knows of a great place that we could utilize, it would have enough space, be the right price range, then we'd certainly welcome those. And then, of course, there's financial support for this program, and anyone who's interested in giving to Miranda Forma can certainly contact Mary Collins, and she would be able to point you in the right direction.
Great. So when is the first event, and what do you have lined up?
October 5th, 2019, Blue Ridge Orchestra is putting on a concert. They've called it the Young Masters, and so it's Beethoven, Bach, and Weber. It's three of their earliest works that they'll be putting on in concert. So we're gonna go watch that, listen to that on the UNCA campus.
Beautiful. And do you have the other events lined up already, or are those still in the making?
Those are still in the making. We certainly have some ideas, mm-hmm. Things that we would like for our students to experience. The Russian Ballet is going to put on Swan Lake in November at the U.S. Cellular Center. So
I'll chaperone like that one.
Right. and then there's several plays in the spring, both at Flat Rock Playhouse and the Warehouse Theater down in Greenville. So there's so many options, and we certainly have a few earmarked, and we're hoping that our students can make it out to those.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today, Paul, and thanks to you all for tuning in to our first recording of the 2019-2020 school year. Be sure to tune in throughout the year to stay connected with what's happening at Veritas and with the Miranda Forma program. If you have suggestions of something you would like to hear discussed, please submit it to myself, cpritz, @veritasnc.org. Thanks again, and have a wonderful day.